The following is an RSN Sports presentation. From the Hoop is next, right here on the RSN Sports Network. You're listening to From the Hoop, right here on the RSN Sports Network, with the coach Michael Lewis and Taylor Hubbard. Get in and talk now at 1-800-337-7171 nationwide or 1-713-320-1650. Now, from the WeWork.com studios in Houston, Texas, here is the coach and Taylor. You know,
what are they asking?
How am I going? I'm so happy. It's Christmas time. I had so many gifts this weekend. Thank you for listening to us from the Hoop. How about them idiots? Man, yes. Any event. 1-800-337-7174, the nationwide number, and then our number here locally. It's 1-713-320-1650. It's From the Hoop. Here we go. From the Hoop. Oh, okay. This is Coach Michael Lewis along with T. Hubbard. T, what's up? What's going on? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
How'd you love it? You love the NFL? You love how about them idiots?
Yes. I mean, that's just another story for another day. I don't even know what to even say about them. But my weekend overall was good.
It was good. A lot of things in NFL we'll talk about also. Also, we'll take your Twitter feed, also your comments from your Twitter feed on From Da Hoop. We'll also have some bad news about Taylor's favorite boy. He may not be playing in a Christmas game tomorrow, and on Christmas Day, and tonight as well. The injury update on LeBron James, and also the Seattle Seahawks have become desperate. How desperate are they? To beat the San Francisco 49ers, they are asking the beast that moved the Northwest Earth to come back. Wow. Talk about that. Well, let's go over the NFL weekend. T, what stood out to you the most about the NFL weekend? This one.
Well, of course, the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think they wanted it bad enough at all. Mm-hmm. Zeke couldn't really move the chains until like the second half. Dak was off on his throws. Mm-hmm. They were dropping passes. Amari Cooper, where was he? I didn't see him all game. It was just bad. Overall bad for the Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean.
Hey, you know, I looked at that game and I thought maybe, you know, well, Jerry, you know, he said all we have to do is win one game. And beat the Rams. They were happy. Had a bad call. They got a bad coin flip, but, you know, they still beat the Rams. They were happy. Then all of a sudden they said, I know we're going to go to the Super Bowl. We just got to win the NFC East, and I think we'll do great in the playoffs. Well, Dak's shoulder still hurts, and I think Ezekiel Elliott doesn't want to be there in an offense. Tony Pollard was non-existent. Amari Cooper was non-existent. And the defense looked like they really just didn't want to hit Carson Wentz. Not at all. Carson Wentz, 2 touchdown passes. The touchdown pass, the rookie Jenkins had a touchdown. He had almost close to 100 yards. I don't even know. I mean, it's bad enough. My favorite team, or Seattle, whoever wins or loses on Sunday night football, we have to go play one of these idiots in the first round of the wild card. Why? 1-7-8, maybe 9-7, the other one's 8-8, maybe, well, I don't know, firing the coach or whatever. Dallas will still go to the playoffs if Philadelphia loses. Dallas will lose, will not make the playoffs if Philadelphia wins their game against the Giants on Sunday. If Dallas, even if the Dallas Cowboys defeat the Redskins for, thank you, Jason, for your job for screwing up for the last 10 years, that's fine. That's going to be his, that's going to be his calling call. Get him out. Leave him alone.
What do you think he will, though?
Iraq, Iran, England, somewhere to go coach. I don't know about the NFL. I really don't. I think their next coach is, and I keep trying to tell everybody, the Dallas Cowboys' next coach is going to be, if you called Norman, Oklahoma, because you've had your success in your last 3-4 Super Bowls you've been with former college coaches. Jimmy Johnson with 3, Barry Switzer with 1. One came was with Oklahoma, the other one was with Miami. Please go back to Oklahoma. Go back to college. Because if Urban Meyer looks at you, he's like, what am I supposed to do here with these people?
Hey, the Browns are looking to get Urban Meyers.
Yeah, really. Any upgrade from Kitchens will be great. speaking of the Cleveland Browns, as you probably know, Urban Meyer has been walking the NFL walk, I guess you want to call it, and has gone to watch the Dallas Cowboys play, as we're going to watch the Washington Redskins play. Yes, Urban Meyer was at the game with the Baltimore Ravens, who I don't like, clinched the playoff spot, a home field advantage in the AFC side of it, so everybody will have to come through Baltimore. I'm still kind of concerned about their winning streak, but, you know, what the heck. Baltimore beats Cleveland 31-15. Lamar Jackson started off slow. 2 Mark Andrews touchdown passes, which helped my fantasy team in this fantasy Super Bowl. And also a touchdown run as well by a backup running back preserved the victory for the Ravens. And also the New England Patriots also won as well on Saturday. They defeated the Buffalo Bills, who actually are a pretty decent football team. They're a pretty good football team with former University of Houston star Ed Oliver. Mm-hmm. They're a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
Very good football team. Just one pass was away from getting, from actually taking the game into overtime. The Patriots defeat the, hold on, defeat the Bills 24-17. All right. The only really good team in the state of Texas that's football-wise is where we're located, Houston Texans. Now, I mean, here's the thing is, Kansas City won their game in a, I'm trying to stay up and not fall asleep when Mr. Trubisky running around like a chicken with a head cut off. But Kansas City wins last night, 23-3. All right, so with Kansas City winning 23-3, that will secure them the final. That will secure them the third spot in the AFC.
Yes.
The Houston Texans, with them winning the AFC South, beating the wrong way Tampa Bay Buccaneers and wrong way Winston by a score of 23-20 on Saturday, they won AFC South. So now the Tennessee Titans will try to come and make this game more meaningful for them, and we'll tell you about this in a minute. But Texans now are at the fourth seed. So what will happen is, though, with the Texans doing that, guess who they'll play on the first weekend of Wild Card Weekend? The Buffalo Bills. They got beat by an Allen. They got beat by an Allen who's now not going to the playoffs. And now, will this Allen come to beat them? We'll see. They're not brothers. It's just there's a lot of Allens that are playing quarterback this year. Thoughts about the Texans' chances?
I think the Texans do have a chance, especially with the quarterback Deshaun Watson, because he is the best player on the floor. But is Will Fuller going to be healthy? Because he be banged up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like Hyde. I like, of course, Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills' defense is nothing to play with at all.
You know, and it has. It's nothing to play with at all. And you know what? It's so ironic that the Buffalo coming here and Houston holds their game, and their defense is being anchored by the University of Houston alum, yeah, Ed Oliver, and Tre'Davious White from LSU. And I can tell you right now, the Buffalo Bills for me, and I know a lot of people will say, well, the Buffalo Bills for me, oh, they always circle the wagons. They get to the Super Bowl, they get blown up by the Cowboys. That was 19 whenever Bills in office. No. This is now 2019, 2020. I will be honest with you. I think the Buffalo Bills could have, if they would have made the right play, could have beaten the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. If they would have made the right play, the right call.
Yeah.
I think that Buffalo has probably the best chance to beat Baltimore in that conference. But, you know, Houston for me, it's what Houston teams do you see? Will they rest their starters? Will they give Watson a quarter and maybe McCarron come in? I'm not for sure to avoid all those injuries. But we'll see. Late breaking news. Oh, boy. I hate to even announce this. KRIO-FM, KRIO-FM, sources are saying that Marshawn Lynch will be a Seattle Seahawk by the end of the day. He has flown to Seattle. He just wants to beat us. They want to just beat us. So they look. Could you sign Sierra? Maybe Russ.
Oh God.
You know, could you sign Sierra? Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, Marshawn Lynch is actually going to be headed towards. He's on a plane now from Oakland, from his hometown, and flying to Seattle to meet with the brass up in. With the Seahawks, there, as you know, the Seahawks did lose Chris Carson, CJ Procise, and also they lost the other running back,
Penny,
Rashard Penny as well. All the season and the injuries. Mm-hmm. The Seahawks also former Houston Texan defensive end Jadeveon Clowney is actually a day to day situation, a play up against San Francisco. As you probably know, Clark, the linebacker, is out for 4 games because of substance abuse, and he won't be able to play on the game against San Francisco. And also there is a DK Metcalf. Their amazing superstar, rookie superstar, pulled a groin in that game against Arizona. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm afraid of Arizona myself. I'm glad we only beat them by not that much, but I'm afraid of them next year, what could happen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Seattle Seahawks lose that game 27-14, and Seahawks have not been good at home. They have not been good at all at home. When we come back, we will actually talk more about that, boxing in more NFL, and we'll also go into the NBA. We'll find out why Taylor's favorite player may not be playing on Christmas Day. All that and more. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. This is the Reverb Sports Network, Houston.
Exercise is a science. We say, find your passion. From dancing, to upward dogs, to basketball with friends. Come do fitness your way, so you can't wait to do more.
This is the Reverb Sports Network. Now, you're back to From the Hoop, right here on the Reverb Sports Network.
For our fitness, we know it's all about finding your passion.
I've never seen this. This is really crazy. I don't know why commercials are going behind me. Hey, Johnny in the back room, you're fired. Thank you. Hey, friend, you're listening to... We're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. I am yours truly, Coach Michael Lewis with you. T. Hubbard's with me. 1-800-337-7171 nationwide. And that is locally in our local hour. It is 1-713-320-1650. Thankful to join us on this show. Well, let's switch from the NFL, as you probably know. NBA is so popular on Christmas Day. And Taylor's favorite player won't be playing. Won't be playing. LeBron James. I know it's depressing. LeBron James is actually out, I believe, against the Denver Nuggets tonight. He's out with an injury. And the possibility, I'm thinking he's out with an injury tonight. And
They played Denver.
So he was out last night. But the possibility may loom that he may not be playing on
Christmas Day.
Sales, yeah, Christmas Day.
And finance. They're happy.
And so the basic thing is that
products for a quote, any discounts will automatically
I don't know what's behind me.
When it's time to invoice.
There we go. What is it with LeBron James not being able to play on Christmas Day? He draws a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Draws a lot of fans on TV. Whoa, what does this mean? Does this mean that load management is affecting the Lakers now? Your favorite team. Well, that's
your
favorite.
I mean, not necessarily. I feel like if he could play, he would play. Like right now, it's 50-50. He's saying he's trying to play on Christmas Day. But we shall see. I mean, only time can tell. I know he has this injury with his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened during the Pacers game. And he played through it. And now he's just like, okay, well, it's not healing.
It's
supposed to heal. So he set out against the Denver Nuggets team last night, which resulted into a loss. I'm not mad, but I'm mad.
Uh-huh.
But I think he should sit out because we don't want another thing to happen like he did last year where he hurt his groin on Christmas Day, and it just the fourth seed then.
Mm-hmm.
Then the whole season was just downhill from there.
Right.
So I think he should sit out Christmas Day. And you know, right now they have three days in between to Christmas, so we shall see how it all feels.
And you know, and I look at it from with LeBron, it's kind of like a situation where he and AD are playing the best basketball ever together, and the team is just kind of like in a gel mode, because you have some pieces around it, Rondo and
Green and Powell.
And you have those other guys that are around there. And I still think the Lakers are, you know, I mean, basically it's going to still be, for me, I still think the NBA Finals are still going to come down to the Lakers and Milwaukee anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because Giannis Antetokounmpo is actually going to try to get a ring with Milwaukee. But that's going to be his last stand in Milwaukee, because eventually the Golden State Warriors are losing for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're going to get one pick, they're going to get two picks because of trades.
Yeah.
And eventually, Giannis and the Greek Freak will be in the Western Conference next year anyway. Because I feel like this much here, let LeBron and them just have their fun and the Warriors lose out. That way, when Klay and Steph get back, then I think Golden State will pull off the trade of the summer. To me, they will trade Draymond Green, where I know he's going to go home. He'll go to Milwaukee, and then Milwaukee will trade him to Detroit, and then Detroit will will pick up, will trade Drummond to Milwaukee. That'll be a major trade. Then there'll be picks involved. I think the Greek Freak will coming to Golden State will make the Golden State back to where it was before, you know, really, yeah. it'll bring it back to promises, three major scores back to where it was when KD was there.
Okay.
Now, Willie Cauley-Stein, they could pretty much dump him.
Yeah.
They could trash him off, you know. I just don't know. I you know, it's really kind of hard to tell with what they what the Lakers will do. I do know this. You and I talked about it on a show prior. Mm-hmm. The game between the Lakers and the Clippers, yes, everybody's been watching because of Kawhi, because of what the Clippers are doing and everything else with the pieces they have around them. I just don't know how far the Clippers can go with, you know, if they are Western Conference Finals material, but it's depending on where they're going to be pushed at, yeah. You know, where they land.
In the standings. Well, I know the Rockets gave them that work a couple of nights ago.
But here's the thing with this Barkley, and here's with Houston. And I'm going to be honest with you. Houston can make you so happy when they're on a streak.
Yeah.
But for some reason or another, it's this one part of after the All-Star break, I have to watch Houston in March or April. For some reason or other, here's this thing, they'll beat the good teams and then they'll go stinking against the bad teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I have to find out, is James Harden's brain kind of fried out from scoring 95 points a game, or Russell Westbrook trying to score 40 points when he's scoring 50?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really impressed with that. However, who I am impressed with in the Western Conference, the team that the Lakers lost to last night.
Denver.
Mm. I'm always going to be impressed with them. They don't make any subtle, they don't make any changes or anything like that. Crawford, you know, they have the Joker, and then they have all these pieces around him. Millsap, Harris, yeah. You know.
Will Barton.
They have all these guys around him, and they don't make these changes. And here's I'm thinking, it's going to either be Denver, or if they can get their act together on defense, Utah.
Utah is just... They haven't been the team that I thought they were going to be, especially with all the acquisitions that they made over the offseason. I just do not see it.
I just don't see it neither, but who knows? Who knows? Let's go with the Eastern. Okay. Eastern Conference. All right, so right now from what I'm seeing with the Toronto Raptors is just kind of streaks of greatness. Mm-hmm. From Kyle Lowry, and then Pascal Siakam. I see a streak of greatness with the defending champs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still holding their own, mm-hmm. but the key pieces they lost, I'm thinking it's going to kind of show up after the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they was going to hold their own. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I didn't think they wasn't, because, I mean, when Kawhi Leonard didn't play, they still won.
To
win games. Mm-hmm. So... I like where they are there right now. I didn't have them coming out the East. I had the 76ers coming out the East. Greek Freak, Milwaukee, they're good. It's with them, to me, it's about the playoffs, because every team is going to build a wall against Giannis. And is his new look 3-point shot going to work in the playoffs, or is it not? Like, so far it hasn't been working.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when a team can set up a defensive game plan with you every night, I don't know. I just have to see if the shot is, because I know against the Lakers, you hit 5 threes.
Right.
So
right.
I got to see if that shot is going to work in the playoffs. And with the 76ers, they need another shooter. They lost J.J. Redick, which was huge loss for them, because now you have Ben Simmons, who can't shoot. You have Joel Embiid, who takes more threes than he needs to take.
Right, right, right.
Al Horford, okay. He's consistent. Tobias, he's a streaky shooter, so some nights he'll be on, some nights he won't. Same thing with Richardson. So they don't really have, to me, that. And then you draft a player, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, number 22, you draft a player who doesn't really shoot threes like that,
mm-hmm.
but at least he would take them.
He would take them, right, Ben Simmons, right. Ben Simmons won't take them at all. I definitely understand. I really feel what you're saying because I've watched Philadelphia, and some days they really look good, and some days they look really tragic. I'm really happy about, and I thought maybe with Hassan Whiteside leaving this ball club,
yeah.
maybe that they would fall off.
Miami.
Miami's actually wow. I'm very impressed with them.
Miami have dogs on their team, and that's why that was a good team for Jimmy Butler to go to,
mm-hmm.
because him and Pat Riley, match made in heaven. But with their rookie Tyler Hero,
mm-hmm.
That player Robinson, oh, they're shooting threes. They get up.
Yeah, they're shooting threes.
Bam is a beast down low. He's getting triple doubles,
mm-hmm.
like he's actually being a point forward. But I like Bam. I like Jimmy. I like the Miami Heat. They're a sleeper. Like I had them 7 seed.
I had them not even make the playoffs. I had them in 9.
And I don't know. Boston is another good one. I mean, I thought they were gonna be good, but I didn't know they were gonna be this good. But
Kimba, I think, landed the place where he needed to be.
Yeah.
He needed to be there. And I think Kemba being there made it a lot more better for Boston as far as an actual true point guard. Not saying that the guy that they traded to Charlotte wasn't getting it done. It was just that's who they needed to be there. It's wow. You listen from the hoop right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. It's the coach and Taylor. 1-800-337-7171 nationwide, and then also the local hour, it's 713-320-1650. It's a Monday, it's before Christmas, and it's before Rudolph, and it's before Yes, and it's before whatever, however you celebrate. Happy holidays from us to you as well. Let's stay with the NBA.
Okay.
What do you see with this? Let's see. What do you see with this imbalance of the imbalance of now? I guess you want to say a lot of people. I think there was a comment made by fans in regards to the Isaiah Thomas situation 2 nights ago, and a couple of fans lashed out at Isaiah Thomas over something. What is it that do you see that, you know, you get flagrants for players, get flagrants, and then they get so many flagrants and they get actually they have to sit out?
Yeah.
And now these two fans in Philadelphia had to sit out because of abusive language used toward Isaiah Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and they can't come back for a year.
Yeah.
Should that be a new rule?
I mean, I think so, because first of all, with basketball, they're the only sport that is so close to the players.
Mm-hmm.
Like football, you know, you're all the way.
Fall, we're back.
Hockey, they got the gate thing. Same thing with baseball, you're far back. It's just basketball, they're so close to the fans. And we have to realize that these players are also human, too.
Mm-hmm.
So some stuff that you do, yeah, it's gonna tick them off. And now when he went to the stands, I was like, okay, Ron Artest.
It's like, right.
Have another Ron Artest situation.
Right.
Going on, but I don't like that fans can literally say whatever,
mm-hmm.
and especially in Utah. You know, Utah, they're very racist out of Utah.
Yeah.
They say absolutely whatever they want to say. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's a balance.
It's a balance. Yeah. We come back. It's the coach, and it's Tegler Hubbard. It's you, and it's 1-800-337-7171. That's national and locally. It's 713-320-1650. You're listening to From the Hoop on the Rebirth Sports Network.
somebody know, someone to love, someone to love. Everybody needs somebody, someone to needs, someone to kiss.
This is the Reverb Sports Network. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. You know, I don't know. I'm still getting over this Marshawn Lynch thing. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. It's the coach. It's Taylor Hubbard with you. 1-800-337-7171 locally. It's 1-713-320-1650. Boy, if you haven't heard of the news yet, the Seattle Seahawks are desperate. We'll talk about that before we walk out of here. Also, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about the bowl picture, as you have now the final four of the NCAA FCS. Some bowl games coming up as well. Meaningless at the end. We want to congratulate North Carolina A&T. They are the, I believe it was the Centennial Bowl or the Black College Championship. They won the Black College Championship over Alcorn State on Saturday. So North Carolina A&T, congratulations. They are the first of the NCAA Division I champions, or NCAA champions, in the bowl picture. All right. Let's get back to the NBA. Do you think, and a lot of people are saying, we're thinking now this instant replay thing, mm-hmm. is good for the NFL, but not good for the NBA. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's, some of the calls is like, okay, I don't think the referee is going to change his call, even if he's wrong, because sometimes they don't want
to
make it seem like they don't know what they're doing. And me being a ref, I probably would have did the same thing. But I don't. First of all, you get one, and then it's just, I don't know.
To me, it makes the game longer. It stretches it out. It makes it more like, you know, oh, golly, we got another 25 minutes.
See, if they can do it like, I don't know, because I don't want to say if they can do it the last 2 minutes of the game, because they can go, you know, look at the replay at the last 2 minutes of the game, but like, mm-hmm. different, like the one against Houston, where we knew that was clearly the ball went
through
the hoop, and Mike was telling them to look at the tape,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, well, while they was talking to him, his 30-second window had passed, so mm-hmm. they couldn't go look at the tape.
Right.
That, to me, that's stupid. I don't like that.
I think it was a totally. I looked at that game, the same game you were talking about, and I said, it went in, mm-hmm. but now why are we having a discussion about this? And now there's window pass, and now you're still. But I mean, you being an official, you know basically that the NBA referees, just officiating in any sport, in, well, not in the MLB, but the officiating in the NFL and in the NBA has just been poorly bad. Mm-hmm. And I found that out when the Julio Jones call. The Julio Jones call last week, but that's okay. We're 11th. We're 12-3 now. But I think that you're right, though. You know, it may work in the NFL, but for the NBA, you have a coach having a window, and then, you know, then you're actually going to New York to try to protest this, yeah. and then try to, you know, I just don't think it's really not good for the league itself, because it prolongs the game, and the fans are already there for 3 hours. Unless it's overtime, they don't want to stay another 40, mm-mm. one out of the hour or so. Unbelievable. Rumor reports are, and here's going back to the NBA, rumor reports are that former WNBA legend Lisa Leslie may be part of the management or ownership team of the Sacramento Kings. Leslie had been in touch with Valette Bradadibe, the actual owner of the Kings, who bought the team from the Maloof brothers a couple years back. Leslie has also been rumored as she coached the Big Three championship with the Legends, Ice Cube's legendary league, and she had been rumored in all of other places in the NBA. But that's a really great move for other women are in management. Yes. Former WNBA players are in management. You have Swin Cash, and you have Houston's own Lindsey Harding, mm-hmm. who's with Philadelphia. A good colleague of mine, Chastity Melvin, was with Charlotte. It's somebody.
Tolliver's with Washington.
And Christy Tolliver's with Washington. Where she played. Exactly. Great. And now even rumor reports that the Lakers want to pick up to be on their management part of their team. Former Sparks player, now Pepperdine women's head coach. At the end of the year, they're trying to woo Delisha Milton Jones into their fray. Unbelievable how these WNBA players are really getting in to the fray of the NBA ranks. That's a good thing. Good thing. A great women's basketball game as the NBA, the NFL was so boring yesterday, I was able to cut over to congratulations to the University of Texas Lady Longhorns. Wow. Knocking off number one Stanford. Jordan Holmes, my goodness grief. She is a terror down low. She had 22 points in Texas's victory, 69-65 over the then number one ranked Stanford Cardinal. What is it with number one? You're number one in the men in the NCAA, number one in the women. They can't hold the number one.
Yeah.
Duke got beat by SFA, and now this with the women. I mean, you go to number one, just don't remember. You won't stay there long. Yeah. I guess that's the case.
And Louisville started number one with the women.
And look what happened to them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness grief. Also, some other side notes on this as well. As you probably know, some of these games that are playoff implications, the San Francisco-Seattle game has been moved to Sunday Night Football because of the importance of this game. Has been moved from then the 3:25 start in Seattle to 7:25. And no, Sierra won't be singing a national anthem. Any event. Also, I'm still at livid about this Marshawn Lynch thing. Any event, the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans would have been 12 noon Central Time, has been moved to 3:25. But that had already been planned had Tennessee defeated Houston back in Nashville 2 weeks ago. But that now it's just the game where Tennessee's trying to survive. All right. Here is week 17, the final week of the season. We'll talk about that. Let's go to the NCAA Final Four. We have LSU, Oklahoma. Thoughts?
I'm going for LSU. I like Oklahoma because I like Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like he would have done bad in Alabama. But I think LSU is going to win this game. I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback coming out. I like his targets, you know, number one and two, Chase and the other dude. But I like LSU. I really do. I really like LSU against this matchup.
Okay.
And then Oklahoma, three players are suspended. Three of their players got suspended for this game.
Right.
So, yeah.
Let's go with in the second game. Now, we have Ohio State versus Clemson. I know we have some NFL picks on the Chase Riley one with Ohio State, the linebacker, and then the quarterback for Oklahoma for Ohio State as well. But then you have Clemson, then you have Etienne, and then you have Lawrence. What kind of game is this going to be?
Oh, this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a brawl. I like Oklahoma State in this game.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Clemson, I haven't seen, they haven't really shown me anything this year like that. I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than
Lawrence.
Yeah, than Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I like Chase Young, Ohio State. I mean, I like Chase Young. Top three pick in the NFL draft. But yeah, this is gonna be a good game, and the running back's gonna have to show out this game.
Yeah, yeah,
it's gonna have to show out. But I like Ohio State,
and I think the really big thing is that you're just now. You just said it. You're just now seeing the top four picks in the draft. You're seeing Andy Dalton's successor in Burrow as he goes to Cincinnati. You're probably seeing Chase Riley from Ohio State being either a Giant, or he's going to be either
Redskins.
The Redskins. He's probably be a Redskin more than he will anything. Etienne will probably be, I would say he'll probably be a Dolphin because their running game is just really scarce after Drake left. I agree with your picks. To me, it's going to come down to on January 13th, it'll be Joe Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Jalen Hurts, but then, you know, you're talking about, here's the thing, three suspended guys. And Jerry Jones knocking on Lincoln Riley's door. We know it's not happening. He can't say that right now, but Jerry Jones knocking on Lincoln Riley's door, you got to say Lincoln to Riley, if he doesn't win this game, how about them?
Yeah.
You got to say Lincoln Riley. I mean, it's, and I think this is going to be a very good Final Four, but a lot of draft picks in this one, high draft picks you're going to see. In our city, congratulations, there was an I'm not even a high school football junkie for the state of Texas, but I watched the whole tournament the whole weekend when I had time. But congratulations to in our city, in our area, in Alvin, the Alvin, Texas area, Shadow Creek winning the state 5A title.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this is, we've never had anything back-to-back as far as sports is concerned, somebody winning back-to-back here.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Galena Park, Texas, North Shore. Back-to-back state titles, and it was against the team, it was against the high school that they beat on the last second last year. Unbelievable. So high school football, big in the state of Texas. Congratulations to Galena Park. They have a very big Christmas party probably today and probably tomorrow. All right. Let's go to your thoughts about week 17. Now, I'm going to give you all the scenarios. You tell me Teeler, who's going to make it, who won't.
Okay.
If the Tennessee Titans win the football game against the Houston Texans, losses against Pittsburgh, losses by Pittsburgh, Oakland, losses by Pittsburgh, Oakland, will Tennessee be, what are your thoughts about Tennessee getting in if they beat Houston and they have to get more help?
And who would they play in the first round?
Tennessee were to win that game, they were to play the New England Patriots in the first round.
I kind of like that matchup.
No, Kansas City. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I think they're
going to
lose against Kansas City.
I'm sorry, Kansas City. Okay. Here's another scenario. If Tennessee loses, if Pittsburgh loses, mm-hmm. guess who's in the playoffs?
With a
win against Denver. The Oakland Raiders. Thoughts? Kansas City versus Oakland, another AFC matchup. How would you be comfortable with that again?
Kansas City. Again. I think they will beat Oakland. They beat them twice this year. I don't see what weapons that they can throw at Kansas City besides Jacobs.
Jacobs and Waller.
Kansas City can't stop the run game.
Okay. Now, here is the scenario for the NFC.
Okay.
The major game, I'm going to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. That's okay. But anyway, let's get to the idiots. And the idiots and the Eagles. All right. The Dallas Cowboys are still mathematically in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. In a playoff picture. Philadelphia Eagles can, with a win, clinch the NFC East and end Dallas this season. Dallas plays Washington on Sunday. Philadelphia plays the Giants in New York. Who wins the NFC East finally? Either 8-8, 9-7, who wins it?
Okay, so I like Dallas against a matchup with the Redskins because Dwayne Haskins hurt his ankle mm-hmm. in third quarter. Last night, so I don't know if he's going to suit up for the game against Dallas. But then Case Keenum have done this before,
right?
So you know you can't sleep on Case Keenum because he has those games where he just go off, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, he just go off.
He'll go off straight up, yeah.
Or he just won't show up. But I don't know. I like that matchup better than the Giants and the Eagles. I think that's actually going to be a good game. I really do. You know, Danny Dimes and Carson Wentz. That's going to be a good game.
It'll come down, and I think it will come down to the real Saquon Barkley like mm-hmm. he did last week, do the same thing again.
Against Sanders.
Right. Now, I don't even want to talk about this game now. I guess I'll have to. I'm a fan. All right. Late that evening at the Macklemore Dome or the Macklemore Center, it's the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks for the NFC. The NFC's strongest, the strongest division in the NFL,
yes.
The NFC West. Who do you take and why did they pick up Marshawn Lynch?
Okay. So, I'm a Seattle fan. I have to say that.
You have to end the show now. Go ahead.
But 49ers, I think they're going to win this game. And that's because Seattle, everybody's hurt. You know, you got Marshawn Lynch, hasn't played in I don't know how long. And, you know, you're down three wide receivers, which Seattle, they like the running game. DK is possibly out, I think. Even though I like DK, but DK does fumble a lot. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me mad. But, I think 49ers, you know, with that defense, I can't see a scenario where Seattle actually wins this game.
Okay. I think the really big thing is that it comes down to which Jimmy Garoppolo shows up. One, is he mistake-free in a big game like this? Two, can Raheem Mostert get the ball more? Can Matt Breida get the ball more? Now that the possibility may loom that Jadeveon Clowney is still bummed out on a bad knee. We can only see. All right. Score prediction on this game while I'm choking about the Marshawn Lynch.
Let's see. I can see 49ers getting 24 to 13. Like, okay. I don't think it'll be that close.
And even if Sierra's in the game.
Even if Sierra's in the game.
No, okay. Okay.
I don't see that.
Okay. I see a little closer because of the way the our defense has been playing as of late because of injuries. Mm-hmm. I'll see San Francisco the same score that we lost them by in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So I see San Francisco 27, Seattle 23.
Okay.
24. Man, your thoughts on... As we go, because we're getting ready to clear. Next time you will hear Tila and I will be in January. And Happy New Year, everybody. So, let's, before we get off the air, we got, 1 minute left.
Okay.
Thoughts? BCS champion. BCS champion, college.
Oh, college. LSU.
Okay, I agree. Super Bowl champion.
Baltimore.
I don't like that. Okay. Who will win? Who will win the NBA? Who will win the NBA Finals?
Lakers.
I don't like that. Okay.
You don't like none.
And who will be the MVP of the NFL and NBA?
NFL, Lamar Jackson. NBA, the Greek Freak.
That's two things I can agree with. My thought process on it, BCS, same as you, LSU, Super Bowl, we get our six. And the MVPs, Lamar Jackson, and also Lamar Jackson for NFL, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak for the NBA. That is going to do it for this edition of From the Hoop. I thank you very much for listening to us this year. Dealer Hubbard will be with me for From the Hoop going forward, along with Greg Goods as well. I thank you very much. Please be safe during this holiday season. And also, don't drink and drive. Call an Uber. Call anyone, yellow cab, anybody, but just be smart during this holiday season. Until then, see you next year. You've been listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. This is the Reverb Sports Network, Houston.